We are learning Masechtas Gittin, Daf Nun Ches Amar Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom of Daf Nun Zayin Amar Beis. Amar Rabba Babachana Rabbi Yechanan, our bottom saw Ketutzei Tefillin Nimtzu Barosh Erugei Beitar. They found 40 saw of Ketutzei Tefillin on the heads of the Erugei Beitar. What does Ketutzei mean? Rashi says that's the Tefillin, the Tfus HaTefillin is called the Ketitza, that's besides for the Ritzua, and the Ketitza is like one Tefillin. So they found 40 saw on the heads of the Ruge Beita. Rabbi Yani, Rabbi Shmuel, Amar, Shalish Kupais, Abaram saw, Abaram saw. They found 3 baskets of 40 saw each, altogether 120 saw. And Masnita Tana, our Baim Kupais, 40 baskets, Shalish saw, 3 saw each, also 120 saw. So the Kasha is that Rabbi Abachana says they found 40 saw total. And Rabbi Yani and the Masnita in a different way, but they say that there's 120 altogether. Veloy Pligi. Hoda Reisha. Hadadara, one was talking about Tefillin Sharosh, and one was talking about Tefillin Shayad. The Tefillin Shayad in those days was smaller than Tefillin Sharosh. What's the reason? The Tefillin Shayad has one long piece of parchment that has all 4 parashiyos of Tefillin on it. Shema, Vayim Shmaya, Vayim Kibiyacham. It's all on one parchment. Mashenki, the Tefillin Sharosh has 4 different compartments. So since it has 4 different compartments, the Tefillin Sharosh is bigger. So here we find that the Tefillin Shorosh took up more space. So the same amount of Tefillin Shorosh was 120 saw, and the Tefillin Shayad was 40 saw. It would be 4 times the amount. So Rashi explains, no, but Lamaisa, the one parchment that's in the Shayad is bigger, so it's bigger than one of the compartments in the Tefillin Shorosh. So it comes out, it's 3-1, that's the amount between Tefillin Shorosh and Tefillin Shayad. And they found this amount of Tefillin on the heads of Ruke Beita, which is an incredible amount of Tefillin. A 40 saw is just a picture, the size of a mikvah. So they just found, after Ritzua, that's how many tefillin was there on the heads of the Ruge Beita. Amar Rav Asi, Arba Kavim Moyach Nimtzu Evan Achas. This is going back to the first base of Mikdash, like Rashi explains. We had on the Gemara Daf Nun Zayin Beis, then was Radin killed in Yerushalayim, 940,000 people on one Evan. So it says over here that Rav Asi says, Arba Kavim Moyach Nimtzu Evan Achas. They found 4 kavim of brains on one stone. Ula Matisha Kavan, 9 Kavan. Omrav Kana Vitema Shila Bamari, Mikra. What was in the Pasik, what do you see a remez to what the Babylonians did, which is Nebuchadnezzar and Vizradim? It says in the Pasik, Bas Bavel Ashaduda, Ashrei Yishalim, Shishalim Lach, Ashrei Sheikhaz and Nefetz Elayach Elasala. This is a Pasik which is talking about taking revenge of Bavel, of the Babylonians. It says, Bas Bavel Ashaduda, the Bavel who were the plunderers, Ashrish Yisham Lachas Mulech, praises Ashkarish Baruch Hu, or praises the nation that will take revenge on Babel, and they're going to smash their children onto a sela to pay back Midah what they did to us, how they killed 940,000 people on Iraq. So to Gemara Vayta, the pasuk says in Eicha Bnei Tzin Hayikar and Hamasalom Ba'Poz. It says the children from Yerushalayim, from Eretz Yisrael, the precious children who are covered in gold. That's Pasuk Shalom Shalom Apaz. My Shalom Apaz, it seems like we're saying that those children were covered with jewelry when they took them. Ilem to have a mechapi of pizza, they were covered in this gold. Va'amrit Rav Shila, tarti miskli estiri pizza in Achzama. In the world, it fell to the world, the weight of astiris, type of a coin of pizza to the whole world. And chadu b'raim, chadu kuliyama, one in Rome. And the rest of the world. So it's very not shchiach that in Eretz Yisrael punkt they were covered in gold. Most of the gold was in Rome, not in the rest of the world. Ella, what it means by Shalom Apaz, Shoyim Meganim, they were so pretty that they made the paws look bad. El Shoyim Meganim Sapaz B'Yoifion. They were Megana the paws with the gold with their beauty. So Mark says, what do they do with these children? Mikara Chashivi Mikara, by the beginning, Chashivi the Raimi have a knocked Bulyoina the Gashkum Spanka Masham Shirasayu. They used to take their signet ring, which was very pretty and very nice, and they used to be Mashamish connected with these rings. Because it's brought down that someone's mishamish, whatever they look at, that's how the children will turn out. So they used to take this signet ring, and they used to be mishamish like that. Mekam ve'elech, after that, after they found these children, ma'isi b'nei Yisrael, ba'asri b'karei de parayo misham shimi. After that, after this, ma'isi b'nei Yisrael, they brought these little children, and they tied them to the bed, ba'asri b'karei de parayo misham shimi, mishamish like that. Omalei chal chavrei, these children were very on big Tamid Chama, even as little children. Where does it say such a terrible einish like this? Disgusting einish. They took these children and they brought them and tied them to a bed with shash tashmish. So what do we find in the Torah and the Teicha such a punishment? Amalei, the pasuk says, "Gam kol cholim chol makash lekosov a sefer Torah zayis." It says in the Teicha that Hashem says, "I'm going to bring on you the cholim makash lekosov a sefer Torah zayis." So, and the mashal explains why didn't the Torah say specifically it was such a disgusting thing? It didn't even say it in the Torah. Oma kama mecharkino meduch de plan. So the old child said, "Oh, how far am I from there? We're like, where did I get up to?" Amalei. Ingid, a little bit, pushto palg, not a daf and a half, you would have been up to there already in Chumash. You're almost up to there, you know, a little bit longer, you would have reached that part in Chumash. This is already in Kisavai. Omalei, you might tell you like a boy, I would have got there already, I wouldn't need you to explain me where the makar of this terrible thing is in the Pasuk. Om Rabbi Domash Moshe Rosh Mega Milamai the Chsev says in the Pasuk, Eini, Oilol and Afshi, Makal Benoi Siri. In the Pasuk it says, that my eyes oil and nafshi mekol benayis iri, and Marshal explains that the Shimon Gamil was everyone in his town was killed, and he was from the few people who survived. Arba meis batek nisias hoy bekrach beitar. There was 400 batek nisias, which is shuls in beitar. V'chol achas hoy ba arba meis lamin tenaikus. Each one had 400 rabbeim that taught children. V'chol echav echav in front of arba meis tenaikus, and each one had 400 children in his class. When the enemy came in, they hit them with their sticks. And when the enemy overpowered them, he wrapped them in the svarim and lit them up in fire. And here, it's what's also benois iri. So the Mashal explains that Beitar is considered like a daughter of Iri of Yerushalayim. All other cities are tafel to Yerushalayim, and that's why Beitar, the krach Beitar, is called benois iri. But upon him, he says, my eyes cry over all the people of my city. That the Gemara in Sotah says that only him and another child survived the carnage in Beitar. Tana Rabbanan, Ma'aseh Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya Shalach Krach Gadol Shebaraimi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya one time went to the big city, the big capital city of Rome, Omru Loi, and they told him, Tinik Echa Yesh Beis Asurim. There's a child here who's locked up from the time of the Churban Pashtus. Yefei Anayim, he's very nice eyes, V'toyiv Roy, he's very good looking, he has his hair, he's very Mesudah. Holach va'omar al Pesach Beis Asurim. He went and stood on the door of the jail. Omar, me, he said this pasuk, me nosan lemeshisa Yaakov. Who trampled Yaakov, Yisrael abayzim, and plundered Klai Yisrael? Ono yisitinik va'omar, halay Hashem zu, halay Hashem zu, Hashem did this. Chatanu loy, we did a vera, loy avu b'drachav, we didn't go in his ways. Holach loy shamu b'teirasai. We just walked like without thinking, and we didn't listen to his Torah. So when he said this pasuk, he took responsibility for the averus of Klai Yisrael. He took responsibility for the einshim. This tinnak will be a moira rabbi Yisrael. Shalas hayinu dafka moira harav. Maybe he's a big tzaddik. So they say because he finished the entire pasuk, he could have just said halay Hashem zu chatanu loy. Why did he finish the pasuk? Because the moira knows that the halach is he has to say half a pasuk. Finish the pasuk. Some say it like that. Ha'avoida, he made a shvua, she'ein ez zoz mekan, I'm not leaving yet, she'ev tenu b'chom ha'mish p'shpaiskim lov, until I free him any money that I cost. Amru, they say, lo'y zoz m'shom ha'che podum ha'min harbe, itaka, that's what happened, he didn't leave there until he redeemed him for a lot of money, lo'y hoyu yom ma'otim ha'che hoyra rabbi Yisrael, le'maisi became a rabbi Yisrael, what was his name? Manu, Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, who's Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. So two ideas. First of all, Taisvis asks, the Gemara said before, you can't be paida shvuim yosef gdei demayim. We had this before in Parak Hashaleach. So here, how do you redeem him for so much money? So Tosfos has two mahalchim. One tarot says that when it comes to katala, where they might kill him, there you let him free for as much money as you want. Another pshat is because since he's a muflig b'chachma, he realized he's going to be a gadol hadar. By gadol hadar, you could free even for more money. There's a famous story where Rama Rutenberg was captured by the goyim, and everyone wanted to redeem him for a lot of money. And he said not to because he was scared that they're going to start taking more gedolim and they didn't even let them. But be'etzem, when someone's the gadol hadar, you're allowed to free them. That's number one. Number two is, who is this Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha? We know there's a famous song Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was a kohen gadol in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. So is this the same Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha? So already the Farshim speak out, the Chesed Shleimer speaks out, that it can't be the same Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha because now we're talking about after the Churban, and that's talking about B'shas Beis Hamikdash. You know, Tanya, I'm a Rabbi Shmuel. You know, the famous song. What? It can't be. No, it can't be from that. But it has to be the second mishmash because there's a Rishua and Parcha. Akaponim, and it's Rome also. It's Rome, not Babel. It says Roim. So it can't be the first mishmash. But anyway, the Mechesh Shlomo says, Nearly the Hainu of Yishmael ben Elisha Hasheni Nechtoi Shal Yishmael ben Elisha Koyen Godel. Shal Yishmael ben Elisha Arisha Nereg Meshasa Chorban. He got killed on the Chorban. And so therefore, he says, this is the Enikol of that Yishmael ben Elisha. Who is this Rabbi Yishmael? This Rabbi Yishmael is the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Akiva. You find a lot of times Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva argue. This is this Rabbi Shmuel. That's this Rabbi Shmuel and Elisha. Rabbi Akiva was a lot of years after the Churban. In times of Bar Kochva, they were after the Churban. Akaponim, this is a different Rabbi Shmuel and Elisha, like the Chesed Shalom says, Barichas, Ayin Chum. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Om Rav, Maisa, B'noi Yabitash, Rabbi Shmuel and Elisha, Shenishpul L'Shnei Adoinim. Now this is, who is this? B'noi Yabitash, Rabbi Shmuel and Elisha. This might be the enikol of that one, of the Kohen Gadol one. The children of that Rishmael ben Elisha of the Kohen Gadol. Shnishpul shnei adoinim, they got captured as two different masters. The yom is davgu shnei makam echad. Both masters came to the same pub. Zayim yeshli eved she'en kiyef gadol. Every guy says, I have an eved that there's no one like him in the whole world. Zayim yeshli lishivcha she'en mechalim kulay b'kiyef. And no one says that, I have a shivcha that's there's no one like her in the whole world. So you say, you know what? Amru, that's a good business deal. Let's marry them to each other. Nechav v'lodes, and we'll split the children. They're going to be beautiful. Both the shivcha and the evidence of mamash, very good looking, putting together. You have great v'lodes. This one sat in this corner, sat in that corner. And Lamai said they didn't want to get married. They said, no, I'm not getting married. Why? It was very dark. They didn't realize who each other was. So I am a Kayin ben Kahadim Gedolim. I come from Shmuel ben Elisha. That's a Shivcha. I'm married a Shivcha. And that's the Eved. My Yich is a married Eved. They both cried the whole night. They recognized each other, their brother and sister. And they cried until they died. These Yirmiyah cried over them. Her name was Tzafnas Bas Peniel. Tzafnas, why is she called Tzafnas? She called Tzafim B'Yafiyah. Everyone stares at her beauty. Bas Peniel beat the Shekhan Gadol, Shashimesh Lefnai Lefnim. She's Bas Shekhan Gadol, who's Meshamesh Lefnai Lefnim. She's Oilba, the Shavai, the captors were abused her the whole night, called Laila. Lamachar, the next morning, he'll be shivach alukim. They put on her seven robes, but it's seal amaychar. Took her out to sell. Ba'ad mechur, but Yahya says, disgusting person came. Amaloy, harenia shayfiyah. Let me see her beauty. You're covering her seven different pieces of clothing. I want to see her yayfiyah. Amaloy, reika. Imat roiti likach, kach. Take her as is. She'en ki yafachalayim kula. Trust us. There's no yayfiyah like this in the whole world. Amaloy, afapikain. So if she started taking off her clothing, took off six of her clothing, Vishvi, the seventh one, she herself ripped off Karasev and Spalshav Eifer, she rolled in the Eifer in the ashes. Amr lefana burnish loylam. If you're not having a rachmanas on us, Akdusha Shimcha, Giver Lamal Sakhas, why don't you have a rachmanas at least on the Kiddush Hashem, the Chil Hashem is going on here. But Leah Karni Yirmiyo, Bas Ami, the Pasuk says, Bas Ami Chigri Sok, Vispalshi Be'efer. Evil Yochid Asiloch Mispa Tamrurim Kipisim Yovai Ashay Delainu. That's the pasuk says in Yirmiyo. And it says Losh Mispalshi Beifer to roll in the ashes. So it says Alainu Yovai Ashay Delainu Alayich Leinema El Alainu Kav Yochol Alay Va Alayich Ba Ashay Del. It's on me and on you because Kav Yochol, because there's a Chil Hashem happening over here. And that's what that pasuk going on. This Maisa Om Rav Yudam Rav My Dechsev. What's pshat in the pasuk that says? Va'oshku gever ubeisoy ve'ish nachlosoy. It took away the gever and his house and nachlosoy. What is that? What's that referring to? What story? Ma'is about mechad shenosam enav. This story in the time of the churban, how this a certain rishus of these people. You see, unbelievable rishus. Ma'is about mechad shenosam enav be'ishes rabbi v'shuli denagrehava. There was a guy who worked as an apprentice to let's say a blacksmith, and he had his eyes on his master's wife. So Ma'is Barachas Shnosa Einav Be'Eishes Rabbi V'Shuli Denagri Hava. He was the Shuli of the Nagri. He was the apprentice of the Nagri. I think Nagri is a blacksmith. I think so. Of Nagri Hava. Pamachas Hutzrich Lilvois Amalois. One time, the master actually needed a loan. He needed a loan to buy some equipment. So he wanted to borrow money from his Talmud. Omaloi, Shagar Ishtucha Etzli, Valvano, send your wife, and I'll send money back. Shigar Ishtoi Etzloi, he sent his wife to the Talmud. Shah Ima Shloisha Yomim, they stayed together for 3 days. So Kodim Vosloi, so the master came, hey, where's my wife? He came to pick her up. Omaloi, Ishtishgar Tila Chechani, where's my wife? Omaloi, Ani Patarti La Alta, I sent her away right away. Vishamati, I heard Shatanoikis Saluba, that I heard that the Tanoikis were playing around with her. But Derech, on the way, Amaloi Ma'e. So what should I do? Give me some Shalom Bayis tips. What should I do? What do you think I should do? Amaloi Ma'e Shemei La Tzasi. The point we're saying Tanoikis is that obviously she didn't care because she could have got away with it, little children. So it must have been her own fault. So Amaloi. So he asked the Ma'e. What should I do? Amaloi Ma'e Shemei La Tzasi. If you listen to me, Girsha, give her a get. Amaloi. Ksubim ruba, but my house is a big ksuba, I can't afford it. Amaloi, the Talmud said, I'll lend it to you. V'teilon ksubasa. And give her the ksuba. Omad zeve girsha. He went ahead and garish her. Halach hu v'nissa. And he went, this Talmud went and married her. Kivin shigizman, v'loi lefayro. My house came to collect his loan, and the guy couldn't pay. Amaloi, baba say mi v'choy v'choy. You come work for me, and you know, clean my house, and that will pay back your choy. Now the Talmud and his new wife, which was the former wife of his master, were eating and drinking. He was serving them. Imagine the tables were turned. And the tears were dripping out of his eyes and falling into their coats. On that time, that was the gzardin for the churban. The army law. Some say the Chassidus Gardin was Ashtei Pesilas Ben Erechot on the Znus. So the Marashah explains, Lefita first Lashon, this Talmud, when she stayed with him 3 days, he wasn't Mazana with her. But Lamaisa, what was the big tain of the story? The whole Ramoyis and shtick that he did in order to take away his wife from his master, take away his wife, take away his money, Mamash, the whole plan, and to completely destroy the person. That's what that type of sinah and that type of rishus was the Chassidus Gardin. Or it means that he was mezana with her, and that's shtei psilos b'ne'echa. That's a lashon of someone's mezana. It's just two psilos and one there. So there, that was the taina. That was the reason why the gzara din was because of the znos. So the shalos also znos, whilst unbelievable rishis.